Lions training camp goes on from Allen Park. Dan Campbell, I assume, will be speaking today. They might be off today. They're off one day this week, but, you know, because you can't work these guys too hard anymore.
Right? Yeah, John? So I know. Yes, it's yes.
Anyway,
too many practices without pads on.
Hey, that's the strength of your union.
Don't even.
Alex Anzalone, a hold-in maybe, shows up, not going to practice. Dan Campbell said it was a hamstring. Here's Alex Anzalone on why he even bothered to show up. So?
To say what that means is I didn't want to pay the fines.
Yeah.
I mean, in the context of financial reasons.
Right, Terry McLaurin in Washington is paying fines.
Right, yeah. He just, and Trey Hendrickson is mm-hmm. paying fines. Mm-hmm. And he just didn't want to have to deal with the fine issue of sitting out and not showing up.
You know what's going to be interesting? Because most, correct me if I'm wrong, and I've been wrong many a time, a lot of the times when these guys sit out and they get fined, the team does a little wink, wink, nod, nod with the fine a lot of times, right?
It's worked into whatever the new deal is, yes.
Right. So it's no big deal, basically. It'll be interesting to see if Cincinnati has that same approach to Trey Hendrickson when he does, if he even does show up.
Yeah.
They'll probably make him write them a check, actually.
They may. There's some weirdness going on in Cincinnati, and I somewhat understand a little bit more after listening to their owner talk about the Shamar Stewart situation, mm-hmm. their first round draft pick. But in terms of Trey Hendrickson, that's one that I don't understand.
Me neither. So Alex Anzalone also, and you know, fans like all this stuff, and I understand it. You know, because we get all butthurt if people don't like our hometown or whatever. But Alex Anzalone, he loves it here. He doesn't want to go anywhere else and come back and sign that bogus one-day contract and retire a Lion.
I saw a lot of those yesterday. I don't know if they're going to necessarily be one-day contracts, right. But yeah, Philip Rivers wants to retire a Charger. Who else?
Oh, that was a Colt, wasn't he? A Colt?
Yeah, he was a Colt at the very end. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't get a lot of those, but I mean, yeah, if Alex Anzalone wants to retire a Lion, the two sides are going to have to work together. He's still got many years. I say many years, probably 3 to 4 years mm-hmm. of being a productive player.
Correct.
And I think there is going to be a way for them to work it so that he should make more money. I think he's making $6 million a year, and some of the linebackers that I would compare him to at this time are right around $8, $9 million. So I do think there is a way for them to find another $3 million per year to give him. Now, it's going to come down to how much is guaranteed.
Well, they're saving it for that big edge rusher they're going to get.
Uh-huh. Yes, there may be a few still on the market.
I know.
But they have the cap space. They have not yet signed Za'Darius Smith.
Correct.
They have a cap space to do both.
Yes,
sign him and up Alex Anzalone.
Right. Look, I think they are, and Brad Holmes has said, they're always worried about, you know.
Injuries?
Yeah, well, they're also worried about the cap space down the road. I mean, that's when he spoke at the owners' meeting. Remember, you know, he's got the mortgage he got to pay. And,
right.
The college loans and all that stuff he was trying to make an analogy of.
Right. But at $6 million a year.
It'll get done. He's not going to sit out the season.
No, there's two different injuries that you can come up with mm-hmm. that are somewhat hard to disprove, let's just say.
Hamstring's one of them?
Hamstring is one of them. And lower back issue.
Okay.
And so those are two. When guys wanted to just not be in camp mm-hmm. Or not practice during camp, they would say they had a stiff lower back or their hamstrings were tight.
Okay. Here's my question. I don't think it's a big deal, especially since they're starting a week earlier because of the Hall of Fame game. And you can say this about anything. Obviously, what's going on in Dallas and Cincinnati is absurd. But why wasn't this worked out? Because you know it's going to get done and you think it's going to get done. Why wasn't it worked out 2 weeks ago, a month ago. I mean, that's what I can never, you know, each side tries to like one-up each other. It's just, you know, it's going to get done. Get it done.
Yeah, I don't know why everything has to wait to the last minute. It's like talking about Scott Harris and the trade deadline. Like when you need another team to participate.
Right.
Okay, But both of these things are in-house.
Right.
Why does it take so long? And it doesn't matter right now because he's not playing in the
right.
Hall of Fame game.
Right.
It's okay. Taylor Decker on the injured list. All right, fine. It's a way for them to get an extra body in camp and check out some other offensive lineman or other position. Whoever's in camp, they know he's going to be back after the Hall of Fame game. So it's not a big deal. But to your point, like, why wasn't this ironed out before?
Right. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Macomb. Kevin, you're a 97, won the ticket.
Hey, Stoney. John, Stoney, it's always good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, so the way I look at it is I'm a season ticket holder, and Anzalone's, it's been kind of a roller coaster with him. I didn't really care for him, but then he won me over. But you look at Brad Holmes. Brad Holmes has to be probably one of the most loyal GMs to his players in the entire league, if not out of all sports. Anzalone's getting older. He's definitely got injury concerns. And, you know, I get that he wants to get paid, but at the same time, it's like you got a GM who wants to keep his own, but then you got Anzalone who wanted to get paid more. And I think, you know what, $6 or $7 million he was making per year. And I just, the way I see it, it's shrewd, but it's a business at the end of the day. I feel that, you know, if he wants, I don't know how much more he wants to get paid, but if it's a lot, then he can take the Jamal Williams route and see how that goes in the free agency market. Because, I mean, I just personally, we drafted Jack Campbell 2 years ago, and he's going to be the heir apparent to the middle linebacker position.
Kev, if he wants to, and thanks for the call, if he wants, you know, John made the comparison of Derek Barnes. So Derek Barnes' contract that he just signed.
He's getting $8 a year.
Right. His base is $7.5 a year, right? And his base this year is only $1 million, but whatever.
Right. Yeah.
So,
it's the bonus, all that.
So you're talking about $1 million difference, basically, for what Anzalone is making now to what Derek Barnes is making, right?
Well, cap hit, yeah.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. But it's probably only a couple of million dollars, and I hate saying that it's only a couple of million dollars because
it's monopoly money when it comes to what we think
right.
They do.
It's also if his injuries were shoulder, if they were joint related, I would have much bigger issue of trying to extend him than last year was a broken arm. It's a broken bone. It's going to happen. And he came back sooner and probably played earlier than anybody else would have.
Mm-hmm.
There is value in that, in knowing that a guy is going to be there day in, day out. I always talk about availability. And I know broken bone, he wasn't available, but he was back before most guys would even consider playing for their team. And the context was, hey, wanted to win a Super Bowl last year. Wanted to be a part of that. Didn't want to miss out. All of that's part of it. I just think that there is a way to structure, and maybe this is why it's not done, because it can be wording. I always say words matter. Wording, language in contracts always matter. How many years? How does the team protect itself? How do they also give Alex Anzalone some protections as well? It's a give and take. It's going to get done. He'll get a little bit more money.
Because the Lions realize they need him, and Alex Anzalone wants to be paid. Yep. He wants a job. All right, 248-539-9797.